I collapsed onto the seat, clutching Barbie in my sweaty hands. I turned her over. I bent her legs. I waved her arms.
And what did you do last night, Dexter?
Oh, I played with my dolls while a friend chopped up my sister. I didn't waste any time wondering how cruise line hooker Barbie had gotten into my car. This was clearly a message. Or a clue. But clues really ought to hint at something, and this one seemed to lead in the wrong direction. Clearly he had Debbie. But Cunard? How did that fit in with tight, cold killing space? I could see no connection. But there was really only one place in Miami where it did fit. I drove up Douglas and turned right through Coconut Grove. I had to slow down to thread my way through the parade of happy imbeciles dancing between the shops and cafes. They all seemed to have far too much time and money, and very few clues beyond that. And it took me much longer than it should have to get through them. But it was hard to be too upset, since I didn't actually know where I was going. Onward to somewhere, along Bayfront Drive, over to Brickell, and into downtown. I saw no huge neon signs bedecked with flashing arrows and encouraging words to direct me, "This way to the dissection!" But I drove on, approaching American Airlines Arena and, just beyond, MacArthur Causeway. In the quick glimpse I got on the near side of the arena, I could see the superstructure of a cruise ship in government cut. Not a Cunard Line ship, of course, but I peered anxiously for some sign. It seemed obvious that I wasn't actually being directed onto a cruise ship. Too crowded, too many snooping officials. But somewhere nearby, somewhere related. Which, of course, had to mean what? No further clues. I looked hard enough at the cruise ship to melt the poop deck, but Deborah did not spring from the hold and dance down the gangway. I looked some more. Beside the ship, cargo cranes reared up into the night sky like abandoned props from Star Wars. A little farther, and the stacks of cargo boxes were just barely visible in the dark below the cranes. Great, untidy heaps of them, scattered across the ground as if a gigantic and very bored child had flung out his toy box full of building blocks. Some of the storage boxes were refrigerated. And then beyond these boxes... Back up for just a moment, dear boy. Who was that whispering to me? Muttering what soft words to all alone, darkly driving Dexter? Who sat behind me now? Whose dry chuckling filled the back seat? And why? What message was rattling into my brainless, echo-empty head? Storage boxes. Some of them refrigerated. But why the storage boxes? What possible reason could I have to be interested in a pile of cold, tightly enclosed spaces? Oh, yes. Well, since you put it that way. Could this be the place? The future home of the Dexter's Birthplace Museum? With authentic, lifelike exhibits, including a rare live performance by Dexter's only sister? I yanked my steering wheel hard, cutting off a BMW with a very loud horn. I extended my middle finger, for once driving like the Miami native I was, and accelerated over the causeway.
This ends.